It was never, oh yeah, I need to pound like 20, Matt, 20.
Yo, 20, yo, whoa, yo, yo, kaboom, kaboom.
I'm not saying 20 man's girl. I was about to say
20 man's girl.
None of it's dead like Gary Speed.
Been in the basement, been in our baseball bat. Still hit chicks when I'm down one leg.
Anyway, we're recording.
Alright, sweet, sweet.
How's people?
Everything crisp, man.
Everything good.
Everything good. Everything all sweet, right, man.
Easy, easy. So,
I think I'm going to put this one out as the first one. So,
yeah.
Welcome to Uncommon Sense Podcast, presented by Bill Ups.
Uncommon Sense.
Yeah.
Bill Ups.
Yep.
LTZ.
This is the first of many. Yes, and I hope people listen to us because we're just going to be talking sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really is. I just think a lot of people from our generation this day and age are just living like kind of an autopilot this day and age. And I think people like us need to have a kind of a voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I just kind of want us to kind of just want to bring my friends in here. We'll have a general chat about what's going on week to week, how we're doing, what's going on in the world. And we're just going to see our point of view, really. So, Jamie, I'll start with you. How you been?
How have I been? This week, busy. busy.
Mm.
Running a business and the rest of it and getting it going. It's busy. Like, so life has just been a matter of, like, obviously right now as well, I'm focused on getting a few campaigns sorted out for the business and so forth. So it's been, like, really, really being very intentional with my time, and managing my time correctly, and then allowing myself to also then still be a human. Juggling them too is difficult.
Finding time for yourself, innit?
Yeah. And also just giving room for, like human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I recently realised, like, over the last couple of days, like, I don't give you room for myself to do normal things, like chill out or relax or see people. Like, there's always a condition for me doing
things. You got to a stage of your life, though, when you're grinding now, innit, though?
Yeah, heavy.
Nice. So we don't really care. I'm not saying we care, but it's not, when we're not seeing you, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
We know you do something productive.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, it's not the end of the world. So, like I'm saying, oh, you're bumming about.
Yeah. You ain't worried, like, oh, he's bumming about or he's depressed.
So, if I don't see you, I know you're grinding, so it's not really an issue.
Yeah, it's not. It's less about you guys, more about me. It's like, I realise really am hard on myself in the sense of, like, I stop myself from, like, in order to do anything, I have to have a condition. So, oh, if you want to do X, Y, and Z, let's just say I want to chill out in the evening, you have to do all of this during the day. And although that's good because it allows productivity, it means that I never am allowed to do anything just cause.
Okay.
Like, I'm not allowed to just do things just because I want to, like, I like
to do things. Is that because you're too strong-minded?
It's because I'm so focused on results.
Yeah.
I want to hit results, I want to achieve my goals, and I want to get things done. So because of that, I'm like, I'm very focused on getting those things done and leveling up and pushing towards that next, the next goal. That I'm then like, okay, in that in order to have downtime, I have to then do these certain things, which is good because it's allowing me to actually get a lot of things done. The productivity is done, the discipline's being applied, consistency is there, which is great because it's building a great momentum. The issue is just the fact that, like, I'm realising that sometimes I'm too hard on myself. That's it. But
it's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are our own biggest enemy, man. Yeah. In that sense, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that makes diamonds, man. So
yeah,
keep it up, man.
Or but the pipes burst.
They burst.
But these pipes don't burst. These pipes don't burst. They make diamonds over here, but diamonds, you know what I mean? Or we're going to find some oil, but nonetheless, you know what I mean? Something's coming good from this.
Yeah, for real, man.
That's it?
Yeah, me, mate, call me Usir, Black Vamps, Gym Man, you know what I mean?
fresh from the gym.
Yeah, I've in my life, I've just been gymming, you know, working, just trying to figure out a good narrow path to go down, really, you know. But other than that, yeah, I've just been keeping myself to myself. Find out some information recently, though, in life. Yeah, and it's made me, what's it called, second guess everything.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Elaborate.
You've got to answer that.
That is a mic drop moment.
But nah, you know when you just, I just started to see people for what they're showing me rather than for what I held him to be.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I put out a message, like, remember when we were labouring?
Yeah.
A few years ago, we used to be labouring before we got decent jobs. Mm. But I put a message out when people were just messing around before I got, well, we're sitting in a studio that I built over 4 years. I think it was about that time. I'll do a separate episode just to talk about how it came and how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were labouring, while it was getting built, I needed a lot of people to kind of hunker down and tell me what I needed to be told. And the people that were just waffling around me, I just had to they had to go. They had to go. So I understand where you're coming from, innit?
Literally, exactly like that, man. Because like, you hold people to stand and you want it, and you're really like, you know what? Nah, you're not really.
You're not pushing to the level that you think they need to be pushing to be around you.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, so my circle definitely got a bit tighter. I think for good reasons, though. Nothing bad. There's nothing, like, malicious. I just thought, all right, cool. Thanks for showing me.
So it's more of a thing of, like, you're holding people accountable to what they're saying and rather than what they're...
What I held them to.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, you've got a standard. Like, you've got, this standard is what I think you should be living up to. And then you're feeling a type of way if they're not living up to that.
Not once I'm feeling a type of way. Okay. I'd be like, all right, cool, I'll put you here. You'd show me you're here. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. But then what I'm seeing is here, but I'm like, you know what, everybody's human. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you get a benefit of the doubt.
Everybody
gets a chance.
Yeah, and then they do things and then something happened and I was like, you know, I'm not actually surprised, but I'm surprised. You get that one, innit? Oh shit, all right, cool, all right. So I was like, that's what's happening. Then we'll just keep it moving. I said, you know what? Maybe I in myself was too generous.
Mm.
You know,
too giving.
Mm. Yeah. So you know,
you got a lot of people from a distance.
Yes, sometimes, that's what I'm doing now. So you know, just keep him at arm's length. You know, you need help. Oh yeah, but keep your distance. You know what I mean? Yeah, like keep it like that. But other than that, yeah, man, I'm doing well, man. Thank you, big man.
Me?
Yeah, man.
Sensei. Introduce yourself. What name do you want me to call you for before I start dishing out too many? I don't know which one you want.
Wait, which one are we going for today? Just going for, Darkie's good enough.
Yeah. Darkie's nice.
We're starting there.
Darkie's dark. Whatever you want to call it, that's me. Darks, Darkie, whatever you want to call me. Darth Darks, obviously, also. But I'm your conspiracy man, you could say, but no, I'm not really. The Bureau is here. Just wait, the establishment will announce it.
There you go.
All right, anyways.
First episode.
Mess up the algorithm.
I hear that.
Nah, easy, man. I've just been working same as everyone, you know.
Mm.
Grinding, trying to put the pieces together. Obviously, got your ultimate plan. My ultimate plan is.
Come out from here.
Come out from here, man, you know? Come out from under these things. Why? You seen them, the Tesla bots and all this other stuff that they're stuck
there?
I see the man that made iRobot's Vex and trying to do a lawsuit.
Yeah, he's saying copyright, because he's saying like the whole design is.
You're looking too close.
Yeah,
you're looking
too close. To the T of what Elon Musk is doing. Like, you see what Elon Musk is doing?
Elon Musk is not a good guy.
I remember I wanted to get a Tesla in it when I was like, I proper wanted to get an electric car when decent money came in, and then my mum was like, you're not buying no Tesla.
Yeah.
He straight outside my house with no Tesla. I was like, Rob, what watch? Good. I don't like that man. Fair enough.
Did she say why though?
Yeah, but I understand what I've really been. I watch bare Joe Rogan. Mm. Sorry, bare. And there's so many people that have been on this podcast over the years telling you what's going on in Congo, really, with like the cobalt mines and stuff like that.
And
Elon is
exploiting
the main thing that you need for these lithium batteries is cobalt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So all this artisanal mining going on in Congo. Artisanal basically means you're working with your hands.
Yes.
No machinery. So if you're down in them holes there, you're climbing up with your bare hands. There's no crane that's gonna pull you out of there. But
he's a billionaire.
He's the one that's obviously benefiting off that with the Chinese mines and shit. So my mum was obviously reading into that, all that stuff, and didn't like it, and she's like, no.
Even the control that comes with it as well, like with those electric cars, it's dangerous. Like if they just want to shut your car off,
drive you back to the feds. I'm chasing you down the M-way, like, oh, what is that electric car? Disabled.
He's pulling up on your hot shoulder.
Trying to get out, but pull up on the hot shoulder. Quick, you're done.
Yeah, and actually, that's happened to people, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's happened to people. So they basically was like, oh yeah, so their person was a suspect. So and the guy got in his car and it locked him in his car and was like, yeah, police are on his way. Blah blah blah. Gave him an announcement. The car spoke to him, gave an announcement, told him police are on his way as you're a suspect of blah 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 blah. Yeah. And he was stuck there until the feds got there. Man couldn't do nothing. Bro. And then just got arrested. Mm-hmm. And he was a suspect. It wasn't even proven.
Damn. There you go.
So your car's against you.
Yeah.
Miss me with all of that. I'ma have my petrol car.
But anyway, that's a good segue because I was wanting to chat about. I was thinking, bro, I had a few mishaps this week on the road.
Oh, what?
Bro, the driving quality is going through the floor in this country. I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's terrible.
It's getting past to get on these roads, or if you're even passing because it's getting outrageous. Like last week, me and Z, when we were coming back from work, someone nearly ran us off the road in our van.
And then we were up
in Lincoln side, so these are just going past the Midlands, so a lot of them things like rural areas. So we nearly got driven off into a ditch down there. Man had to literally put it in there and bring it out, and he took off our wing mirror on the van.
Damn.
Just kept going. And I'm just like, that's happening too often. Like, I'm driving down roads and people ain't got no lane discipline no more.
They don't give a lot of things.
I sound old.
Yeah.
I've been driving, 10 years? That's it. I've been driving 10 years. I got man that are driving all 40, 50 years should be complaining about this. Not me now. It's crazy. But yeah, that was a good segue talking about electric cars, man. It's been hurting me on the roads recently.
Why do you think it actually is the reason why we're seeing a lot of people like worse drivers?
I don't know how this is going to even sound derogatory, but I think it's a lot of foreigners coming into the country and have different driving standards in their countries.
Yeah.
So like I'm not saying you're just shit drivers. It's just the fact that in your country you could get away with these things. This is accepted.
Certain countries they drive everywhere, anywhere, how they want.
Exactly.
You're bringing that here.
There's a certain way that you can just, I don't know what it is, but there's certain countries you can come in, you don't really have to have a test in your first couple of years or something like that, and then you have to, when you apply for your English driver's license, that's when you have to take a test or something like that. If that's the case, that's nonsense. As soon as you step foot in the country, you should just, your license is not valid. You have to pass an English test to drive on English
100%.
Roads.
Even a one day or I don't know something.
No, bro, you have to pass again. Like I don't
especially
care.
You
don't have to go through all the lessons again. That's all nonsense. Yeah. But if you think you can drive, you come and do a test here. You pay for the test, do the test, pass the test. It's not going to be the same one as obviously like what kids have been kind of taught when you're first driving.
Push and pull. No.
It's going to be like an advanced driving test, which they do have for people. There is such thing as an advanced driving test. So run them through that. I'm getting vexed.
Gotta be dumb.
Daily, man are just doing their thing. I was in town, one way system. My man thought. We live in Luton, but I'm trying to explain it to the T. However, I'm coming round off the lights, taking a right in the one way system, and it curves left.
Yeah.
Why is my man in the left lane just started to brake? I'm thinking, oh no, this is not where I want to go. Yeah. Bro, you're in a one way system. There's nowhere else to go, man. You just have to keep going. Yeah. He stopped, pulled up on the side, banked it in the one way system. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
You can only go forwards.
So you have to go forwards. I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and man trying to pull back into open traffic and that. No indication, no whatsoever. No,
yeah, then people are dangerous.
Anyway, I just got my rant over.
Nah, it's needed.
Rant over. All right. Well, so I wanted to bring this one up to you lot, so it was on Insta. Rah, you're matching up my thing.
Mash it up.
What is it?
Right? I think
it's calm. It's calm. I think the balance is just a little bit off.
So I'm saying better technical difficulties, right?
I was on Insta. I saw you liked it, you know what I'm talking about, innit? So Mimi, what's her name? Music blogger or something like that. Anyway, she was talking on another podcast. You know how everybody has pods now. She was talking on another podcast. Can't remember what the name is, but they were talking about how us generation of black men we're not really liking our type of women, I think it is. And then she tried to bring it all the way, dial it all the way back to think of it, if you don't like us, then you must not like your mothers. You must not like your mums because
you commented on it.
I saw that. And then she listened off these things like we're loud, we gossip, we're boisterous, and this that the other. I'm like, my mum doesn't do any of those things, and I'm pretty sure most of the people that I chill with and their mums don't do any of those things. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, now we've got our own pod, we can talk about it. Yeah. I'm thinking, does your mum do this?
Remind? You'd have to yeah. My mum's what, shout and all the rest of it?
Yeah, bro. And gossiping and loud and trying to get in your man's face and doing these.
Hell no.
You know what I mean?
Hell no.
Yeah. I didn't see that in my household.
I grew up in a household where my mum would never, like, I didn't really hear my mum, like, shouting and ranting and raving. Especially, definitely not towards my father. Like, definitely not towards my dad in any way, shape, or form. My mum was very, very soft, very, 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 very feminine in that sense. And made sure that she behaved herself accordingly and as what you would hope your partner would, as in, like, and I mean that as in, like, with the respect that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just saying, like, oh, yeah, a woman should respect a man that way, a man vice versa. Like, it's not just a one-way street with that. It's a two-way street. And I never really saw that. Like, don't get it twisted. They'd obviously have their arguments. What relationship don't have their arguments and problems? Like, come on now. It would be absurd to think that that wasn't the case, but there's still a certain way to conduct yourself and operate while you're speaking to, one, the opposite sex, and two, anybody, period. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're a woman speaking to the opposite sex. Like, I think women of today have forgotten, like, men are actually physically superior. I think, like, they're, I think they've forgotten that.
Well, social media has dropped the, like, equality has created, like, some kind of delusion in that we're actually just the same people.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know what it is.
It's like, it's okay. We have differences and we're meant to. That we're is a to. Good thing. Like, mm-hmm. We are not meant to be the exact same. We are equal, but that doesn't mean we are the same. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think people are hearing equal means same.
Rights.
Not the case.
Rights and like, biology. And like actual things are two different things. Like, you have equal rights.
You know what I mean?
You don't have equal strength. We don't have equal mobility. You're more flexible than us. You know what I mean? You can give birth. Of course, we know these things about the blurring the lines now. They're trying to blur the lines. But yeah, anyway.
Trying to dumb everybody down.
As you were saying.
And because of that, we're seeing, like, these women are just confused. And because of that, like, especially, like, men towards men, we know within men, like, if we get into an altercation or have a conversation with another man or whatever, there's an opportunity or the possibility of it getting physical.
Mm.
Whereas, like, where women don't have that within their relationships with women,
Not to the same extent. Nowadays they do. They're turning mad. I can't lie.
I don't think not as quickly. I feel like girls will try and they're more likely to turn to being bitchy and catty towards each other first.
Yeah.
It's like we were straight up disrespecting it, shouting, and the emotions will run and this, that, the other.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think men know it can turn hostile very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Like, I think the rate of time is very quick in between the two. Do you know what I'm saying? It can turn hostile incredibly quickly. So that's why we will try and not mitigate it. Whereas women will be like, ah, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. They'll escalate. Whereas we have to be more mindful because we're aware that that's a possibility and it's a quicker possibility. Mm-hmm. Whereas women don't have that. And I think where women don't have that within their relationships within other women, typically, that they then forget, I think with this modern day society of women, they forget that that man that they're talking to can actually do them something if they want to. And unfortunately, the men of today are not the men of the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of that, the men of today will whoop your ass. Mm. I feel no type of way about it.
Caveat. Did you say that? Or is that you don't feel type of way, or is that other people? You got to clarify these things.
Oh, no, not me.
We're on the internet.
Remember where we at?
But hear what I said. They will whoop your ass.
Yeah.
I will whoop your ass. But I won't whoop no woman's ass.
I'll run the tape back. Right at the end of it, because I don't feel any type of way about it.
I ain't never put my hand on no woman.
Thank you.
And no, do I have any intention of?
I'd say back in the day, they would be more inclined to hit women.
Yeah, because there was a gap. There was like 1920s up to 60s, it was madness.
Yeah.
I mean, and then women got their rights. Obviously, they got the right to vote in obviously these countries and that. Then it kind of got, I won't say got brushed under the carpet, I reckon. It's probably still happening.
Yeah.
But there was more in the light of them taking them to court.
Much exposure.
People going to court for these things and, like, people getting reprimanded for this stupidness. But it's probably still happening. Mm. And then now it's going full circle because the equality thing, women won't put their hands on men. And now you're blurring the lines.
As soon as you double standard.
As soon as you lay your hand on me, what? Why does that give you the right to do that? And now I can't do that back to you because you want equality.
Yeah.
So that's where your lines have started. Smash up.
It's getting blurred. So what you're saying, that you reckon that was happening before, like, men was putting their hands on the women before?
100%.
Oh yeah, we know it's happening.
Every single one of them, man, in Soul Train.
A woman's weapon are their words, isn't it? They can use their words,
but they don't work
their emotions and how they can manipulate. They've been doing this since they're young. They understand social norms and stuff, so they know how to outsmart a man. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? But a man's weapon is his physicality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if a woman's, you know, outsmarting you, playing on your emotions, a man's just like, boom, like lash out. Even amongst boys,
yes.
when you're younger, you fight each other. Like, some of you get vexed with each other, you fight each other, and then it's cool. It's easy. So that's how we typically respond to things, isn't it? That's why we rule with, like, say, the iron fist. That's why we rule with violence.
I'm blessed that my mum taught me to fight with the tongue rather than the fist. Well, I can fight with my fist because I have men in my family, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But my mum was like, nah, you need to do this first. This is what your real weapon is. Like, it will help you in more situations than your fists. Because if you learn how to do this, the corporate world is like your, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Is like your hands in your hands. Like, the normal life is in your hands, but you can't fight man in a workplace and get you where they want to be.
Long
you
know beard.
Stereotypical angry black man coming out again. Exactly. That's all they're going to see. That's all they're going
to
see.
Techie starts to get ugly, man, because they just start to just pinpoint you in the workplace. We've been in retail.
Yeah, we've all been in there.
It's not great out there, man. But yeah, man, I just don't agree with what Mimi said. I don't really agree with it.
With the whole,
what was it she said again?
She's like, apparently we don't love our mothers because we don't like how black women are moving in this gen. Our generation are now.
Like, what's your thoughts on that, Doggy?
My thoughts?
Yeah, man.
So I don't like my mother because I don't like the black women of now generation. But, well, okay, so let's go with the fact of most people are on social media, so they're being affected by what they're observing.
I didn't think of it that way.
You take in, you know what I'm saying? So if you're constantly taking in trends and what's nice and what's new and all this other shit, like you're being fed by an algorithm by some people, that's going to shift your mentality and stuff like that. And then you're seeing other people, yeah, go, let's go. This is how you're meant to be. You're like, yeah, this is unrighteous. And then you're getting confirmation from your friend circle and everything switches. And then your mother's there telling you, so I see some old people on Instagram, they're like, what? You girls are trashy nowadays. I see what you girls be doing. That's why no man wants you. You gotta respect your man. And these are old women talking to young women.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you're just gonna be saying that. And so but
they don't actually take that in.
They hurt. That's it. Yeah,
They're dropping you game and advice.
Yeah,
like, listen, don't be upset. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's it. So there's their standards and what they're holding themselves to. It's completely changed. Everything's changed. So someone who's like of our mother's ilk, they're usually they're completely different. Do you know what I'm saying? To these women, most definitely. Even just the way that they are in themselves, how they speak, how they dress. Even down to the fact of cooking and cleaning. Most girl nowadays, you're not even going to find that. That's just basic for self-survival. Yep. I like to cook and clean because my mother and my father taught me.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to cook and clean.
Yeah. I don't need you for it, but it's still a necessity for you to know.
Exactly.
Because how are we meant to have a family unit if you can't cook and clean as well? So it don't make no sense.
It's mind-boggling, baffling to me, bro, when they're like, oh, I can't cook. I'm like, but how do you survive then?
That's it.
Yeah. Or just ordering. And you know how expensive it is, bro? I know people just live on takeaway and I don't know how they find the money to do it.
They finesse guys, man. You know how girls do it, man. Yeah. I'll invite you around, get you excited.
I forget about the game.
I get man. Girls are really good, man.
I see girls don't even forget invite them round. They'll just put, I'm bored, I'm hungry, and then that's it. And then someone pops up. And they're like, oh, do you want to go out for something to eat? Like, and that's the thing though, I'm mad with you guys. I'm sick. Stop falling for this crap.
That's the Sims.
Nah, stop falling for this crap. Because how is it so easy that a girl can just pop a story? So and then you're sliding her DMs quick. I'm fuming. This one,
When men are in a drought,
starving. That brother needs some help.
The problem is though that woman doesn't respect you, so that drought doesn't end at that moment. The drought just gets worse at that point because now you're with her, so now you're feeling like you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get some. So now you're getting excited, and then then you're dropping off home, and and that's your thing done, and then you're going home and beating your meat. So you just spend your money to beat your meat. Stay home and beat your meat, then, big man. Stay home and beat your meat, then, big man.
Don't beat your meat. Go gym instead.
Forget the gal in it completely. Just don't focus on you in it. Go handle what you need to handle for yourself and stop running after these gal that are so easy. Make it so easy for them because that's why they're able to play. Easily.
Run rings around.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Run rings around us.
I've never had that. Like, it's sorry to say, like, I'm sounding like I'm on a higher plane, but I just don't see it that way.
What do you mean?
When a woman messages that, I'm just like, right, just the first thing I think in my head is like, right, look at you just out here and just
cheating.
She's so nasty. See? Like, that's just, like, it straight away just turns me off. It's not it's not trying to tell me, yeah, I want to go over there and do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
People might look at me different and think I'm weird for that, but that is, I've always been like that.
Yeah.
Since young, I'm like, if I just feel like you're trying to just take advantage of me for something, like, I can see through that straight away. It's not even something difficult to try and think about, but... Yeah.
I'd say most guys do see through it, but they just don't care. Cause like
but that level of don't care has never been in me. I've never ever known that. It's nice to see it from an outside perspective and somebody else tell me what that feeling is, because I don't have that feeling. So the drive for sex and just trying to jeep was never ever more like than other stuff that I wanted to do.
It was there.
I wanted to get it, you could get it. But it was never, oh yeah, now I need to pound like 20, Matt, 20.
Hey,
I was about to say 20 man's girl. I was not trying to move through bare girl just to try and
get what you want
between
get.
Like my brethren and that.
Oh yeah, no.
That's what it was. It was like, I'll rather kick ball. I'm the best at games. So I mean, somebody else can go jeep bare girl for to be like the most popular. You know what I mean? I'm not a girl. That's not what I intended to be.
Yeah, I hear it. I think it's a self-respect thing. Go on.
No, is that what you're saying? Self-respect. I was literally going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Just built different. You know, some people are built different. People are driven by sex. Like, there's actual sex fiends out there.
We've got friends like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We have like, friends like that.
Trust me, yeah.
I have close and friends
just,
like that.
Yeah, and they just can't turn it down.
I live with one. Yeah, you used to be a crazy madness. Absolute madness.
Yeah, he just finished eating another team, one team, be like, oh, he'd be like, yeah, why not?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, what's the point, bro? You know, just giving away your soul and your energy. You know, I think it's a different thing. I think sex has been, misinterpreted. I don't think we've actually been educated properly about sex.
All right, elaborate. You know,
and about the power of sex.
Are you going to teach us then?
I would love to teach, but I'll hand you a book. That's what would have to happen on another episode.
We'll do some research. We'll come back with a little things that we've thought
I think
about.
It's been weaponized as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely. But that's been weaponized for years. Yeah. Actually, it's always been weaponized because prostitution is the oldest job, innit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty
much. I mean, even the thing with prostitution in Elk... see, it's so different.
Go on.
Well, with prison prostitution, initially, it would have been how we mated, so the men would have gathered shit, the women would have come towards them.
But that's is that safety prostitution?
And, you know, reproduction. So, you're good at gathering shit, so I'm going to come over to you.
Yeah.
You're good at doing this.
Isn't that survival of the fittest?
That's what prostitution is. It's kind of flipped a little bit because now men are paying for the women.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's very different as opposed to...
As soon as you pay for resources, weaponized.
Yeah, very true, actually.
And that's what I'm saying.
Thinking about it. I thought it was like a trade, the thing of trade.
That's survival of the fittest. You're right. That's how things are meant to be.
It has been weaponized now. Yeah. I don't have to say
as soon as he says, nah, bro, you got to pay X amount for it, I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
why? I'm just go over there and get it for free.
But even down to like smaller details, it's like sex sells. Us being told sex sells, like it's being weaponized, just even in that in our faces. Like,
it's always sold,
but always it's always going to sell because it's everything sells. Anything that's of value to humans is going to sell. That's coming from a salesman,
But sex, other things sell better than others. I'm saying sex is one of the ones things that will always sell
because we have
that's a basic need.
Thank you,
that's a basic thing. To reproduce, exactly. Continue things, so that's necessary.
So it's going to be one of those, same thing with food cells.
So then my question is to you, can you de-weaponize it?
Yes, because you have to re-educate your brain.
Yeah?
I say everyone get in the gym.
Yeah, that's one way to actually, I can't lie, it's beneficial to men. Go and get rid of your testosterone and that, because people obviously don't actually understand what testosterone does to you.
Well, it's not about getting rid of it, it's actually channeling it. Learning how to actually channel it, and actually use it in an effective way rather than just going, right, I'm amped up. All right, let me go link a gal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm amped up. How can I actually use that energy and use it efficiently and in a way that's actually going to be beneficial to my life and my life and myself moving forward, you know? But I think people don't use that efficiently. So I think where we could do it with both is, one, society adverts and how we advertise and all the rest of it would have to change. the way we educate ourselves and schooling systems would have to change. And then also, as individuals, we'd have to start, like, men would have to stop doing simple things like watching the, having watching porn, the way we're watching porn and all the rest of it, like, simple things like that.
Mm.
Like, your hype, you are feeding into your own problem when you're watching that and indulging in that, especially in heavy amounts with the way that men have been taught that they can and should. Like, it's okay to masturbate all the time, every day, when you're a teenager. It's fine.
We told them things from a young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even in movies, you see, it's like, oh yeah, when I was young, I went to a prostitute. My dad took me down to the prostitute. I used to watch these things when I was younger, like on movies, just big. Like, it could be a cowboy movie or something like that. Mm-hmm. You see these little things in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like they've directed sex as only for pleasure. So from you've got that mind, sex equals pleasure. I want pleasure. That's how you're going to look at things. So it's like, sex is to procreate. Then it becomes a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you use your energy differently about it.
Yes.
All these other things that come into it. So you're like, I'm not only going to have sex because I need to procreate. So then from that happens, you're not really looking to be cutting all the time. And you're like, okay, why am I procreating? So I've got to create a better world. Then, you know, your energy goes to different shit.
And then the women, stop controlling the world. Men on my life, women control this world 100% down to a T.
Inadvertently, they don't understand that they do that.
Yeah. Like, no, you men are strong. I think they do.
Some of them definitely do.
100%.
Yes. But they rule with the iron fist. So at the end of the day, that's the determining factor. And then women are smart. They're like,
I ain't going to get hit.
Yeah. Right. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you ain't going to hit this. That's good. And that's what they want. So they know how to manipulate you in that sense, you know? Yeah. Like you said, if you change your way of thinking, so it stops becoming pleasure and more about procreate, they're going to look at you and be like, all right, cool. And after, they're going to have to, the whole game plan's going to have to change.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Completely. You know, and that will change a lot of things.
Oh, what about all the weather anomalies and all that that has been happening recently? What are you not thinking about that?
Anomalies?
They're not anomalies. They're meant to happen.
I know
anomalies.
Yeah,
I think it's time, a shift.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's meant to be happening. It's meant to be coming in and out. But then part of me also thinks, bro, this is mad. Obviously, they're spraying the air, heavy metals. Right, now it's finally out there. They're admitting it now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on news articles, it's on TV. I see lots of videos coming by Jeremy Clarkson, you know, with weather machines back in the day, I think 2006.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are like, oh, yeah, they're weather machines. So, like, back in the day, everyone used to ridicule you. Oh, yeah, you're conspiracy theorists, you're stupid, you're this, you're that. You know, now we see it. I think a lot of people are stupid. I mean, not stupid, they are... still ignorant. Being ignorant to the facts, and they like, now they know it. They're like,
but how does it affect me? That's what they've never known how it affects them. So why would they actually pay attention to it?
Mm-hmm.
Now your people are kind of, you just scroll through your phone. You could probably get a few reels of it. It's kind of, I see on LBC. I'm not even gonna lie. Mm-hmm. There's a guy on LBC at the moment going to all the rivers across England and testing them for phosphorus stuff and all this. So it's now starting to be in people's face a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you can't ignore it.
And that's the beauty of social media as well, though.
Yeah.
Double-edged sword. You can be controlled, but people can also wake up from it and move on. But then there's other things I think they throw at you to distract you and keep you divided.
100%.
So you don't, you know, unify and have a unified front. You know, that's what you don't want. That's what the government does. They definitely don't want all the people in control.
Yeah.
Keep everybody divided and dumbed down.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why there's heavy metals in our water and our food, everything, you know?
Even the stuff that we use.
Slowing agents, I guess. I don't know. They're all meant to slow you down a bit by bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on. What's your opinion on the anomaly of the weather?
Oh, no, I don't have much of one. I just wanted to see if everyone noticed that, if there was one or what's happening, because I know there's been a lot of changes recently.
Yeah, the hurricane in Florida was a bit mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. All these other things, and it's only going to supposedly meant to only increase.
Oh, bro we've been having crazy amount of rain over the last month, innit? But I forget. Here it's just really stupid amounts about we had tornado and that here in England as well.
We're starting to see flooding over here in the UK as well.
Yeah. But we had flooding, but not as bad as
it's been. Not like this.
Flooding happening, even across all of Europe, there's been enough flooding.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Venice. Mm-hmm. I have family members who went Venice, and you got to pay as a tax now to go into Venice, isn't it? You pay at the airport kind of thing if you're going to go visit Venice to offer the upkeep of the city because it's flooding like that now.
Right.
Obviously, Venice is not meant to be there. It's built on top of water. Yeah. Water. Yeah, the water. So the water will take it back eventually.
Like Water 7, for those who know.
But One Piece is everything that's happening in the world is in One Piece.
I'm sorry.
We'll get into that. I'll break down that for people and they don't understand that Oda is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Even down to what's going in the manga, I don't tell you, he's doing too much, bro. Mm-hmm. Things are too close to what's going on.
He's
around.
A CIA agent.
My man knows what's going on. Oh, and you man know, wait, You might know you're on a 6 month break.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't even seen the last episode. You know?
6 month break.
Six months, so you didn't know.
For the anime.
April.
What, for the anime?
For the anime. One Piece. 6 months, big man.
First time ever. They don't have a break.
But now, what it is actually, they're animating Egghead. So it's going to be so much happened in the manga and so many battles constantly just happen. They have to get ahead and animate that so far to be able to just put it out because they can't do that week to week to week.
Yeah. Mm. Basically, they want to have the animation quality
done.
So high.
They want, they want it done. They want to finish it so they can just put it out week to week to week and then they'll just be ahead.
But that's good as well. I think I'll give them a break because they've been going nonstop for a while.
They had the same break when we got to the manga at the same point. We had 5 months though. It was 1 month different. But.
Yeah, 28 years worth of content they've been putting out.
He's been doing too much
every week. Yeah. I've had a few little breaks, like small minor ones, but nothing significant. So I think it's worth. I mean, I'm pissed. You saw how pissed I was. I was pissed.
That's what I said. That's a drag. You might know because my manga's only on a 2 week break.
Nah, I'm taking a break back for that so I can binge it. So I'll probably start again in April.
But new arc just started, innit? So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's just leave that there, please. Thank you.
But yeah, I wanted to just bring up obviously that Liam Payne passed away. I see from One Direction this week. But yeah. You may not really know too much about it, but condolences to the families and friends and that. I didn't really listen to One Direction. No. But what my mum asked me in a different way today was, how would you, if money was no object, like these people were at some point in their life, how would you live your life with that amount of money when you know you just don't really have to ask for anything anymore? Because, let me just go for it, because she thinks... Mm-hmm. At one point in his life, obviously he was a child and a lot exploited by the music industry, so he didn't really get time to live a childhood, so he didn't get find things in himself to find what he liked to do outside of the music. So when he got to the age of what he is now at 31, he doesn't really know what he is himself, what he likes to do in his pastimes. So that's why you go to drugs, alcohol and these other things. But see us, we've had hardships and we've gone from... We haven't had money like that. So we're of an age, so we already know what we like to do. So what would you do with your time if you had money like that instead of drugs and alcohol, I'm trying to say?
I want to go last, please.
Yeah.
What would I do with my time if I had money? If
money weren't a problem.
If money weren't an option. Well, I'm a bit weird, though, because I'm looking to help people on a different scale. That's my mind. Instantly, I'm thinking like, okay... It's weird. That's why I don't even want to share shit. But I'm just looking to set up something where I can help people that can't help themselves. That's all it is. And protect people that can't protect themselves, especially from people who are just exploiting people. Whether it's based on land and resources and all this other shit. People getting displaced and all this other stuff. So I'd have, you know, they got their mercenaries to go and kill and dead people. I have mercenaries or people like that to help people. That's my... So if I have... money's not an object. So obviously... Oh yeah, fuck it. The plan's coming out. No, no, my object. I'm definitely going somewhere over. First of all, I'm going back to the motherland, Africa. Point blank. Period. Even though I'm Caribbean Vinci, but that's where it's more land based. It's better for other things. You can walk anywhere you want. It's one continent. But yeah, so I'm going there. First of all, I'm setting up like a stronghold almost, and people will be able to come in and enter.
Wakanda.
Yeah, that's
literally,
it.
Literally.
That's where my mind goes straight to.
Stronghold. Yeah. You know when I hear the word stronghold, I just hear mad, like a mad compound, like the Godfather or anything. Yeah. I mean, walls up, everything, barbed wire, guards.
Stronghold.
Underground bunkers, tunnels, coming and out. You don't see no man on above ground. There's no movement above ground. Everything's underneath. Can't see nothing.
Nah, I could never
live. Nah, but that's what I'm looking to do. Stronghold, make sure people can survive off their own, live off their land, come together collectively. The only thing, so like if I had to play like this, the only thing that I subject is weekly, everyone has to get together and meditate and share ideas. Everybody has to.
Yeah.
If you're here, if you don't, you have to go.
Let's see, you're out.
Yeah. So that's what you have to
participate. That's Singapore thing. That's what they're like in Singapore.
That puts us on the same frequency.
That's it.
So we're on the
same level.
And then no one's having come bad breed thoughts to try and do their own thing and kind of, I know what you mean.
So that's me. That's just me. I'm trying to help and just build startups that are stable so then future generations can be good. We can raise people properly. Do you know what I'm saying? Properly educated. And keep people away from certain things that their people are exposed to, and we've been exposed to the best degree. But obviously, people will still go out and do their own thing regardless. But it's just a better way of living for me.
Giving them an advantage that we didn't have.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Trying to correct
Like didn't expect that, but
that's really good. Yeah. I'd say now, if money was not a problem for me, I would, you know what, ultimately try get a team together. I've always, and I feel like the life we're living now is not the life we should be living or how we should be living on earth.
Yeah.
You know, it's very someone else's agenda, someone else's mind. So I'm thinking I would put money, time, and effort and resources into how to get free energy. You know what I mean? Just stuff like just a little infrastructures where people could, you know, like.
Are you doing that for the world or for your bubble?
No, mainly for the world. And because mainly for my close bubble.
Yeah.
And I know people were joining, like, right, why am I going to stay in this society, work like a slave my whole life, when someone's over there who's going to explore himself? That, because the human body is, we've hardly untouched it.
You know what I mean?
We don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. So I would like, if I had no money was an option, that would be my first goal, to go into something where, set up a society, a stronghold where everybody helps each other. And then we start looking into, all right, how could we now, you know, get free energy? How could we now live like this? How live completely opposite to how we're living? Now. Right. Do you know what I mean? Because I've come to people and be like, bro, you don't need money. And they're like, yeah, but how do you know, trade this and that? I'm like, what happened to, I'm going to help you because I need you to, you need help. Yeah. And you're going to help me.
System.
Yeah, what actually happened to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Love your fellow
paper.
Neighbor.
The paper note happened.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
They turned it into, greed, into money an and... actual physical currency.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of bartering, you do this for me, I do that for you.
There you go, you know? And it's, that's what I'd probably try to put all my power into, you know? I'm just creating a system. But that's on a less selfish note. If I want to be selfish now, I'm flying around the world, enjoying myself.
I think you should do both.
Everywhere.
Well, why don't you do both? That's money's not an object. Bro, like you're put it this way, One Direction at one point were like the number one boy band in the world. Mm-hmm. So you could do what you wanted to do. I'm not saying you could do what you wanted with the energy in that, but flying around the world and doing these things was, that's easy. Simple.
Yeah.
That's light work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'd probably do, man. I'd go into that.
I'm going to Antarctica as well. I'm going to fucking go there.
Climb the ice wall.
I'll see the ice wall. Go on, Jamie.
I'm on route. Nah, I want to hear Fabian's. Like I said, I want to be.
Me?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Bro, I'm simple.
Oh, okay.
Because when I really deep it, I would love to have money as no object because I'm bare simple. First things first, I would just make sure everybody in the family is sorted.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't even go and buy people new houses and everything. I'd just buy off all the mortgages, quick. Re-rent the houses out. Everyone gets the house that they really want. That's that. Then my nan, we're going on cruises. You know what I mean? I'll sort her out. And she can go on cruises with her friends, this, that, the other. Oh, I don't know how the money's going to be no object. If it's just a way I've won the lottery when I can really just do nothing,
yeah,
I'll probably just be in and around town with my brethren and that. And that can't lie. Not in this town. I'll be like, we'll just be doing anything that we want to do to get all these kind of nonsenses that we wanted out of our brain gone.
Yeah.
And then I'd get to work. I'm kind of that person. I would just want to enjoy and you life, man, enjoy life first. I've not tried to think about me trying to help all these millions and billions of people. I can't
start
because I'm just like, my bubble's my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selfish like that. And I would be like that if money came like that. I'm sorry to say.
No, that's fair enough. Yeah, I think there's a place for everybody though.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you'll be focused on your bubbles and that allows you to, that means your bubble's okay.
I don't need to worry about the outside. And if you, I don't feel any type of way a person comes to me, like, why wouldn't you help this? I look at you with a blank face. I'm like, bro, that's not my choice. My choice is to do this. So what? You're upset with it? Sorry, go and sit down beside it. Or there's one of my favourite people at the moment, Kenyon Martin. Put your feelings in your pocket.
Put your feelings in your pocket,
put
man.
Put your feelings in your goddamn pocket.
Yeah, he's amazing. Try to use that line on your missus and see what happens, man.
Bro.
Hey, try to use that line on your missus and see how that put runs. Your in your
pocket, woman.
Do I care about your feelings right now?
Yeah, man.
No. But yeah, I'll do that. And then like, another things that I would do is I want a hotel system in the Caribbean or like Africa or something like that.
Oh, you mean
just to keep constant money going like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nice. And it wouldn't be an overpriced hotel thing either. It would be for kind of our age people to be able to just fly out to these places in Africa. And actually experience rather than it's like extortionate prices. You know what I mean? I would try to branch out to have one in Japan if they would allow me to have that, because I know us, we want to go to places in Asia.
Yeah.
But that's how I would do it.
Japan, you're always going to see me there too. Don't worry about that,
man.
Make sure you're not underwater before then.
But yeah, no, very true. Everything's shifting, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Everything is shifting.
Yeah, Oda said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. Everything is.
Said that, man. The water's rising.
It's happening. So as for myself, mine's, I'm not going to go into the full details of mine because we'll be here for the next hour. So, and this isn't a
pre- yeah, I wanted to finish on this point
PowerPoint
anyway.
Presentation. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep it quick. What I call it is a community compound. Essentially, very much so, very close to what Darky has and what he talks about. Within that community compound, we have a community of people that we've built up the necessary infrastructures to help one another, build up each other, and build up other individuals who would like to, who are like-minded and want to have that kind of facilities for themselves. Mm-hmm. Whether that be in the where that base is or where that location is, or whether that be in other parts of the world, and then actually being able to facilitate that so people can actually live free lives rather than living the life that we're living at this moment in time, where we are inside a what we call the modern day society, where we are unfortunately slaves to a system that is against us. We are in a parasite system, and I think we should be living outside of a parasite system, because why are free people living as parasite in a parasite system? Makes no sense. So to keep it, you know, concise. Right. It's been covered.
Yeah, I like that. I like it. I like it. I like it. They'll try to shut us down, though.
They're going to try to shut it down.
They'll paint us as guilty. I know Liddy's guilty. The man's guilty, but still, they'll paint us like this.
Yeah. Or what's the other basketball player who says I'm an Israelite? He called himself a Jew.
Kyrie. Yeah, he's a madman now. He's crazy, bro. Disgusting behavior. I know you might not enter NBA and all that. Yeah, they're the top 100. Yeah, and they put Kyrie Irving 20th because of shit like that.
Yeah, because of stuff like that. That's why, though.
I'm like, there's not 19 men better in the league better than Kyrie Irving. Stop that.
Is he back playing basketball? Is he?
Bro, he's been back. He was in the finals last year with Dallas.
Cool.
Cooking up. Nice. Oh, they lost, but yeah. He's already got his ring. He don't care about that. That's all about Doncic trying to get his ring. So,
They're going to try to shut it down, and they're going to, because it's against them. But that's why you step outside that system to then do it outside that system, because then you're not interfering with what they've got going on directly. Mm. And by the time that you are interfering with what they've got going on directly, it's too late, because you've already got the infrastructure set up. And the reason why I say that, and I'm able to say that, is because the people that will be now interested in that book will be that are interested in what you're looking at, or those infrastructures that's been built outside that system. It's now got so big that those who are in the system are seeing it like, rah, like what you were saying, that's a mad thing. What they've got going on. Why am I living like this?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I, this doesn't make sense. So do you know what? Let me go be a part of that. And then there's going to be so many people that do jump on part of that. And we're seeing more and more of that anyway within our society now. If you see this, it's trending more of people off-grid living. Was in trends like off-grid living.
Yeah.
People, do you know what I mean? And because
farmhouses move away from the supermarkets.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows the GMO food and whatnot.
And they're noticing the themes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think we're seeing that, you may call an awakening in that awareness or in that area already. And for me, it's just a matter of just also facilitating and helping with, alongside that, and just doing my part to make sure that, you know, the next generation, much like Darky was saying, has got the advantages that we just didn't have, unfortunately, because we was born into a parasite system. But maybe, you know, that's part of the reason why we were born into a parasite system.
Liberation. I think the hardest thing would be security and trying to etch out the moles.
And that's what I'm saying, bro.
That's the hardest.
I would have to be on that job. That'd be my thing, because I enjoy that.
We'd need a mentalist.
Interrogation.
And there you go.
Interrogation.
That's good. Interrogation. Integrate the interrogation.
Like, what?
That's what you need.
Yeah. I heard it was you, fam. No, it weren't me.
You guys gonna tell it to Dr. Umar Johnson.
We must stay focused, brother.
We must stay focused.
But first of all, it'd be super hard because people's mindsets are so corrupt. You know, they would be willing, I'm living life and living happy.
Yeah, but hold on a sec, you're doing better off than me, even though everyone's getting the same thing.
Exactly.
But that's where things like group meditation comes into. Then we're on the same frequency mentally. And that's where, like...
I'm a bad person for that, though.
What do you mean?
Because I would have to buy into that. I'm a type of person to buy into. I'll be there for group meditation. I'll be listening. And I'll be like, but I agree with all this shit. So I'm just kind of switched off. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to benefit me, because I would just say, yeah, Rob, this is for the benefit anyway. Like, why the hell is this? This is common sense to me. Like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, all right, I know this.
But there'll be a different role. There'll be placements in those, because, like, there's a placement for everybody in every society. In that kind of society, there is a placement for everybody in that kind of society. It's just then identifying what that placement is. That's the problem with this system. There's not a placement for everybody.
I want to have a whole episode on that, because we spoke about it before, innit? The schooling system.
Yeah.
Oh, rubbish.
Mash-up.
Rubbish. Well, you know, they're teaching us to be a corporate follow this, do this, not actually to be like creative. Yeah. Do you know what, the one thing in the world? The creativity is gone completely. The music's the same.
Yo.
Or if it's not the same, they're trying to redo it. The clothing, there's no individual.
The individuality.
Yeah.
Every house looking the same. All new builds are looking exactly the same.
Why? Why is everything square? What happened to the round houses?
I'll go into all that conspiracy stuff. Yeah, I mean, Darkie can bounce off that. You know, straight lines don't exist.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But yeah. You know,
and then
Terrence Howard. No, I would love to have him on the show eventually, bruv. If I just talk about Terrence enough and he sees it.
Invite him in.
That'd be the next thing, but I could just video call the man for the first thing and that, slap it on the screen and that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Terrence is here.
Yeah, literally. Video call.
Screen's here and that, bruv. But that'd be cold. But I think, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, man, that was good.
We're going to call it episode on the first episode. So I hope you enjoyed. Yeah, you man enjoy yourself?
Yeah, man. It's been good, man. It's been good.
Yeah, we'll try and do this on a weekly thing. If not, every fortnight if we can. But
We'll get it out.
We'll get it out. But 100%. Thank you for joining us.
Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment and all them good stuff. Leave 5-star review and...
Oh, this man catch me halfway thing to do all this.
Everyone might as well plug themselves now, innit?
Comment, like, subscribe.
I'll put all the names. Everyone will have the names like on your chest there or that. I'll put names on
your tag. Yeah. Notification bell. Yeah. 5-star review.
These men are pluggers.
Yep. Share the links. Everything will be in the description below.
500 likes. No,
I want 500 views, bro. Yeah. I want 500 likes. Madness, bro.
Views. I want 50 views.
50 views. You know what I mean? Give me 50 views and I can start from there, bro. Yeah.
None of it's dead like Gary Speed. Been in the basement, been in our basement. Still hit chicks when I'm down one leg.